evening, and welcome to another edition of Slow Living Radio, where the show that invites you to tune in, slow down, and live well. I'm Steve Andrews.
And I'm Sally James.
And we've got another great show this evening, Sally. We're really talking about, of course, one of the great topics, and that is, personal wellness and health and well-being. You know,
one that's very close to my heart.
Yes, indeed. You know,
it's
with
been my career, actually.
Been your career after 17 cookbooks and healthy cookbooks and a number of international awards, indeed. You've been on that track for some time.
But this show isn't about me. It's about something much more exciting than that.
Oh, there we go. Come on, allow me to get some shameless plugs in there. But I will say, it really is. It's great fun, and it's a great tie-in with your work. We're really excited tonight because Slow Living Radio is delighted when we're honored to welcome a guest who truly embodies the spirit and energy of better and more mindful living. He's a graduate of Stanford University School of Medicine, and Dr. Brad Jacobs is a physician and a practitioner of integrative medicine, and that's a concept we're going to talk about tonight with our listeners in a bit greater detail. His practice is Blue Wave Medicine. He's located in Sausalito at the award-winning Cavallo Point Lodge, and he also has offices in San Francisco and Palo Alto, California. As a physician and educator, Dr. Brad's integrative health approach responsibly combines the best of medicine with established wisdom and traditional East-West practices. He's the author of the American College of Physicians' Evidence-Based Guide to Complementary and Alternative Medicine. He served as endowed professor and founding medical director for the UC San Francisco Osher Center for Integrative Medicine Clinical Programs, where he also taught as an assistant professor. And a rather fascinating component is the cornerstone of Dr. Brad's innovative solution, includes his trademark Six Pillars of Healthy Living, which ties directly to the principles of healthy eating, active living, restorative sleep, stress reduction and awareness, connection, and finding passion and purpose. And those are things that I think I could do a lot with. So it is my great honor and pleasure to welcome Dr. Brad Jacobs to Slow Living Radio. Brad, are you with us?
I am. Nice to be here, Steve.
Well, it's great to have you. I know we've been talking about getting you on the show for some time, and there's so much to talk about. So we got you for the full hour, and excited to have you on board. Well, Brad, let's talk a little bit about first, before we get into integrative medicine, because I think it's a concept, the whole East-West concept is fascinating to a lot of our listeners and probably known to many and unknown to some, but you started out early in your career. I mean, your interest in integrative medicine, my understanding, was an outgrowth of being a martial arts student, which began at age 8. So you had the underpinnings of becoming a physician at a very young age, my friend.
Yeah, I didn't know it at the time, but yeah.
You didn't know it. So tell us what was your path to medicine and integrative medicine and the fascination that took you down that path?
Yeah, I, when I was about 8 years old, started doing martial arts and just kept doing those martial arts. And I didn't realize how much it would inform a lot of what, how my sort of life would conspire in a positive way. And, much of that taught me about vitality and focused a lot of it on really talking about things that are beyond the physical body. So, how's your energy feeling and concepts that weren't typically discussed in, conventional medicine.
This is our short segment. We're just about a couple of seconds away here. We're going to take a very short break. We're going to come back to your story and the background and get it into integrative medicine right after this break on Slow Living Radio. Do stay with us.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
And we are back with our next segment of Slow Living Radio. If you're just joining us, our guest for the hour is Dr. Brad Jacobs of Blue Wave Medicine. He is a physician and doctor of integrative medicine, and his practice is located in the San Francisco Bay Area. He is an author of a number of books, including one we're going to be talking about, the Anti-Inflammation Cookbook, and has a fascinating cornerstone of his practice tied to his trademark Six Pillars of Healthy Living, which tie to healthy eating, active living, restorative sleep, stress reduction and awareness, connection, and finding passion and purpose. Brad, it's great to have you with us. I didn't warn you about our first segment, which is short, as I decided to dive into your background because it's so rich in its past and development. So it's great to have you with us here on Slow Living Radio.
Thanks. It's good to be here. Yeah.
So we were talking just before the break about what really inspired you. Obviously, you were involved in East and Western philosophy. You were involved in martial arts from a very young age of 8. But what took you along the path, and what really drew you into medicine, and then, of course, into integrative medicine, ultimately?
Yeah, you know, as I was saying, I think martial arts was a big influence initially, although I didn't realize it at the time, obviously. And then when I went to college and then, got fascinated into actually international health, and I knew I wanted to be doing something to help people in the world, probably in healthcare somehow. And I got more and more interested actually in Chinese medicine, mostly because of my martial art background. But then realized that I wanted to really make a difference in the world and how we deliver healthcare. And I realized the best way to do that was probably going into the belly of the beast. So I decided to go to medical school and try and do it from within, which was great. And, you know, I did a few years overseas, and I was in Africa for a year. And then, you know, after sort of college and then overseas in Africa and other places, then I came back and went to med school with a bit, you know, of a clear mind of view of what I wanted to do. And I must say, most of the things that influenced me from that point on, I didn't really know. I knew I wanted to be different, wasn't sure how and how to best manifest it, was some of my family. Some of them became ill, and we really tried to manage that, both seeing the limitations of the conventional side and also the limitations of alternative medicine side. And so how can we weave the best of both of those? And that made me realize, wow, this concept of integrated medicine, which really wasn't a term back then, would be a way, you know, a path forward to get the best of both worlds. And that's, you know, sort of where I was and where I've been pursuing ever since.
Let's talk a little bit about that and the term integrative medicine, Brad. Probably a lot of our listeners understand that or translate that into some of the disciplines of Eastern and Western philosophy. How would you describe that?
Yeah, you know, integrative medicine is a, you know, it's a tough term for people to say. They say, you know, integrative, and, you know, it's like, what does that mean, and how do you pronounce it? So first to know is, as of 2016, it's now formally recognized as a board specialty for medical doctors. So if you see an endocrinologist or a cardiologist or a board-certified emergency medicine doctor, you can now see a board-certified integrated medicine doctor. So that's a big shift for the good. And what it means is the doctor's trained not only in conventional medicine, but also trained in alternative medicine. And I say that with a bit of hesitancy, alternative medicine, because it really means, you know, 300 different disciplines and thousands of treatments. So they clearly can't be trained in all of it. But at a minimum, they sort of have a proficiency in the herbs and supplements that are out there. They can talk about that. They know how to refer to alternative providers and understand most of what they're saying, at least the big disciplines like acupuncture and chiropractics, naturopathy, you know, massage, and, you know, Chinese medicine. And so they sort of can dance in that world. And many people that are MDs are trained in that world. So they may be like myself, trained in acupuncture, for example. And hopefully they're all trained in what I can call the six pillars of healthy living, which is really self-care. And sort of we can talk more about that later. But really it's sort of the self-care component as well as these additional pieces, both from a diagnostic side and a therapeutic side. So as a field, integrative medicine's really, it's great. You know, it's expanded out. And from the MD side, it's sort of folks trained in the ways we'd like them to be trained, you know, so they can have conversations about everyday living, as well as when you get really sick and what are the different tools we could use to diagnose things and treat people. And then it also brings together a team. You know, the field itself is about team-based care. So the patient being part of that team, not just a victim, you know, where there's sort of this hierarchical relationship, there are really a cog in that wheel, and even they're the hub oftentimes if it's done well. The patient's the hub, and the spokes are all these different providers from different disciplines that are all contributing to the health and well-being of that person.
You know, it's really heartening to hear what you're talking about, because even you know, in my field, in preventive and holistic nutrition, you know, back in the day, it was a bit frightening to learn how much nutrition actually isn't studied in medical school, and a lot of not misinformation, but misinformation through lack of information, and, you know, media and the like was going out to people who were put on these extreme diets and didn't really understand the breadth of what they could eat and the fabulous foods that they are missing out on because of that. And, you know, indeed, one of the topics that I want to talk about with you is the one you posted on saturated fat and heart disease, but we'll come to that later. But, you know, I think, you know, all these disciplines working together and people being open-minded about it, you know, speaking from a naturopathic background, I think this is, you know, just fabulous.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it's a lot of fun, honestly, as a practitioner. And it's really fantastic for people that are accessing needing health, whether they're, you know, a consumer, a citizen, a patient, whatever you might want to call them. You know, it's still, you know, young, right? We don't have evidence for everything, but at least there's sort of a decision-making process, and there's ways to think about making decisions in a logical way when you don't have a lot of research and things like that. It's an exciting time. I think over the next decade, it's really going to flourish even more. And, you know, with a national healthcare crisis, how it is, mm-hmm. You know, there's no question that this sort of approach will really benefit everybody, you know, the employers, the insurance companies, as well as the people, because there's no, particularly around lifestyle, you know, there's such clear evidence that it reduces cost and improves people's well-being and outcomes. And so we're just trying to move the needle going that direction. And that's, thankfully, that's something that all sides of the aisle can agree on.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people also don't realise that many of the drugs out there are actually originated from, you know, herbs and trees, and I mean, like willow bark and aspirin, and you know, there could be other gentler, not to say herbal medicines are always gentler because they're not, but, you know, there often can be less expensive and more natural ways of treating conditions than going straight to the drug shop.
Yeah. It's interesting. What I tell people is what we like to call side effects in medications is really about, you know, effects. They're just ones we don't want to talk about. So natural remedies have fewer side effects, and they also tend to be less potent, you know, because their effects are generally just less potent in general.
And hang with us. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back with more Slow Living and Dr. Brad Jacobs. Don't go away.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel. and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'lei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Ka'anapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha. Ka'anapali Beach Hotel, Maui's
Hawaiian Hotel. Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
With our next segment of Slow Living Radio. I'm Steve Andrews.
And I'm Sunny James.
And if you're just joining us, we are delighted to welcome for the full hour Dr. Brad Jacobs, the Director of Blue Wave Medicine here in the California Bay Area. And he is an integrative medicine physician with a phenomenal background. And just before the end of the last segment, we started to talk about the whole team concept. And Dr. Brad, as part of your practice, you mentioned that there is a team involved in this whole holistic approach. Tell us what that means and how does that impact the treatment, the diagnosis process, and so forth.
Yeah. So we have a team at Blue Wave that's about 15 practitioners, and they, it's a mix of MDs, and we have chiropractor, MD, body workers, personal chef, nutritionists, so whole food-based nutritionists, health coaches, acupuncturists, psychotherapists, psychiatrists, yoga teachers and personal trainers. And, each one comes from a different perspective. And so it's hard to get everyone to weigh in on everybody, obviously, but, we try and, for example, once a month we'll present cases to one another. So, to help each other, learn and get perspective, which is just a very meaningful way to be able to sort of learn from each other and then help patients that are particularly challenging. If we have someone that's, it's challenging to figure out what to do for them or what the right test would be, then they would, one of the members would sort of say, hey, I want to talk about John. And we'd set some time aside to talk about that, which has been great. And then, in the practice of what we do, people either can access, let's say the acupuncturist directly, or some practices set it up where you access the MD first, and then that person triages where you go next. We don't do it that way. I don't believe that's the best method. We train many of the non-MDs to look for really dangerous stuff so that they know to send it to an MD. But otherwise, we sort of allow full access. And then, you know, the acupuncturist or the psychotherapist might say, you know, you might benefit from seeing the chiropractor or the MD. And the best way for people to refer to one another is really by learning what we do, which is sort of what we use that once a month, twice a month meeting for, which has really been a lot of fun to explore. And I think people end up getting a lot better care as a result of that team-based approach.
It's like you're a full integrative hospital within a practice, which is a fascinating concept. I mean, typically when a patient goes to a private physician or an HMO, there's some testing, there's diagnostic, and then there's referral, and then you leave, and then you come back, and there's appointments, and it's 6 months later, and you're doing all of these different things that you may be trying to diagnose an illness or a condition, prescribe the best treatment. But it sounds like within Blue Wave medicine, you're able to do that in a very different way, a very revolutionary way, which is exciting. Now, what portion of the medical world is employing this kind of approach now, Dr. Brad?
Yeah, it's really interesting. So most schools at this point, medical schools, will teach integrated medicine, usually as an elective, but, maybe a large minority teach it somehow, have woven it into the curriculum. When I was at UCSF in San Francisco, University of California, San Francisco, we were able to weave it into the cancer block, for example, part of the core curriculum for the med students. So that's great. So this next generation is getting infused in to them about, for example, what's the effect of acupuncture for chemotherapy induced nausea and vomiting, or, the range of different things that can happen to people. And that has been pretty fascinating. I would admit, though, that it's still not mainstream. There's a lot of institutional settings, hospitals and community centers, community hospitals or academic hospitals that are motivated by the marketing, and so they say, well, let's offer something, and they sort of have a little bit of something there because they can say they're offering it. So it's been a bit of a challenge, and there's a few hospitals that really have set it up in a more central way. And I say, it's a mix, and it's changing more and more. Most recently, we bring our team into the hospital. So we'll bring like an acupuncturist and a body worker with an integrative medicine MD into the hospital to treat people, which has been really wonderful.
Wow. What a very different approach. My guess in asking that question is that there were probably not too many practices operating in the way that you are at Blue Wave Medicine, which is exciting and encouraging, and begs additional questions here, which we're going to come back to right after a break here. We're going to take a short break here on Slow Living Radio, and we'll be back with more with Dr. Brad Jacobs of Blue Wave Medicine here in the California Bay Area. So do stay with us. More on the Diagnostic Board of Fare, as we say.
This is the Mungle on Movies. I'm Matt Mungle. Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, finally releases this week on DVD and Blu-ray. The best film of the last five we have seen since Return of the Jedi.
You give way to an enemy this evil with this much power, and you condemn the galaxy to an eternity of submission. The time to fight is now.
This one looks, sounds, and feels fantastic. It's a definite must-own for your Star Wars universe. For a chance to win a digital copy and for more reviews, interviews, and movie info, visit mungleshow.com or follow me on Twitter at TheMungle.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California, with the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach. Footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call and look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
The best show in the world is Two Scorpions and a Brandy Glass. I'm Barry Farber. It is nice when you call and say, "Oh, Mr. Farber, I agree with you, but that really gets us nowhere. I want your enmity, hostility. I want your questions." Give me a call right here on The Barry Farber Show, weekdays, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
And we are back with more Slow Living Radio. I'm Steve Andrews.
And I'm Sally Green.
If you're just joining us, our guest is Dr. Brad Jacobs, the director of Blue Wave Medicine here in the California Bay Area, based at the award-winning Cavallo Point Lodge in Sausalito, and offices in San Francisco and Palo Alto. And Brad, it's great to have you here with us. This is fascinating conversation about integrative medicine and very much in line with slow living. Now, I want to jump into something next here that is trademark, is really a cornerstone of your practice. It's the six pillars of healthy living. And one of the points that you make is that modern life keeps us so busy that we're often overcommitted, juggling multiple priorities and feeling out of control. Well, I got to tell you that that's in perfect alignment with the pillar of Slow Living Radio, because we think people are overconnected, overcommitted, juggling way too many things. And as you know, you say that life can be exhaustive, unsustainable, and can damage health. And research has shown that 70 to 90% of health conditions can be prevented or adequately managed through lifestyle change alone. So, Brad, let's talk a little bit about the six pillars of healthy living, and how does that tie into how we can live a better life, both through our health and lifestyle?
Yeah, great. Well, I'm living and breathing the over-busy, over-committed lifestyle, so I feel like I can be like sometimes the best teacher is the one that needs to learn it most. You know, I've got a 13- and 11-year-old and living in Marin County and married and trying to make it all work. So thankfully, I get to try and live and breathe it myself and see what works and doesn't work. And thankfully, you know, as we talked about earlier, that my martial art foundation has given me some sanity and some sense of how to slow things down, you know, some of that skill set, which has been, thank God, you know, helpful for me. Yeah, so I would say, you know, the six pillars for me came from a long journey where you had mentioned, I was the editor of this book called The Evidence-Based Guide to Complementary and Alternative Medicine, and that was published by the American College of Physicians. And I brought together about 60 different experts across lots of different conditions to write that book. And at the end of that, I realized, gosh, there's all these therapies, the ones that are the most potent and the most effective for across all conditions really is the self-care things. And so I came up with this concept about 11 years ago of the six pillars of healthy living. And those domains are, you know, an active lifestyle, so movement and posture and exercise and healthy eating, which is both the mind and what you're eating, and the third being around sleep and having restorative sleep, and the fourth are really around mental focus and our resilience and our ability to sort of maintain sanity in what can be an insane world. And then relationships and connection with yourself and nature. And the final one being, you know, finding meaning and purpose. And what I've found is it's been a lot of fun. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I've created a survey, sort of an intake survey people can fill out. And it's really sort of level setting when people take it and they figure out, wow, they never thought about health this way and in the different ways, you know, certain areas are strong and other areas are less strong. And it's really been pretty impactful in people's lives once they can sort of piece things out and then focus on, okay, I'm just going to take this one little chunk and focus right here. And they find out, you know, once they do that, that making one tweak and let's say call it sleeping better, all of a sudden now they are feeling more restful in the morning, and their relationships are doing a little bit better because of that, and they're less inclined to grab the cookie, and they're more inclined to go exercise, and sort of one boat can float all boats, which has really been fascinating to watch.
You know, what you're saying there, you know, one point really jumped out at me, and that's what we're saying about connection with nature, because often that just brings so much else with it, because, you know, for me personally, that's a huge one because it's restorative. You can't really connect with nature without being a little bit active. And you usually, I mean, I usually have a really good sleep if I've had a good slog of nature. So, you know, it's interesting how they're all related a little way.
Yeah, no, indeed.
Yeah.
I'll share something on the side here is that about Sally is that not only is she's an avid runner, but she runs up in Napa Valley and by the pastures and feeds the cows on a daily basis, Dr. Brad. So she'll take them grass, and
that's my connection with others.
That's her connection with others. Sometimes with nature too. But no, I mean it's fascinating when you're talking about the integrative idea of not only the medicine but this integration of these six pillars. Because I mean I'll look at like number one, healthy eating. I eat healthy. Active living. I'm active. I'm, you know, I exercise regularly. Restorative sleep, absolutely. And I get to four, and stress reduction and awareness. Well, that's a little more challenging for me. And I would imagine that you are finding, you know, some of your clients and patients who, you know, they're just not hitting on all cylinders. But how do you find a way to bridge that gap? Is where I would love to know. How do you get there?
Yeah, you mean for the person, how do they find a way to bridge it?
Yeah, how do you bridge that? Because I think that, again, you know, if you were to take a test and say, are you hitting on 70% or 60% or 50%,
yeah.
I'm sure it's probably a different answer for everybody.
It is. And, you know, I tell people, do not total the total score, which people love to try and do, you know, on the survey that they take. Like, it doesn't matter what your total score is. You just want to look at where things are firing better and where things aren't as good. I tell them, no matter what, don't focus on the thing that you score the least well in, because that pillar, most likely people don't have a lot of energy and excitement about doing that. You know, it's the old saying, like, I never liked to work out in high school, and I still don't like working out now. And, of course, I scored the worst in that, you know, that domain. And I encourage them, well, that, I guarantee you will not succeed, you know, in trying to do it now, because you probably have done it 10 times. And so my suggestion is always find the one pillar or two that you're most excited about, that you maybe did mediocre in, but you really have a lot of energy and enthusiasm behind. And if you do that, then you'll have the energy to actually to make a change and do something different. There's a gentleman named BJ Fogg who does some work looking at behavior change, and he'll say, take a small little bite, you know, Like, if you learn to floss your teeth, just floss one tooth. That's what you're going to commit to. And I found that's the best way.
I like that. Well, that's the old dentist thing. They said, you know, you'll floss the, you know, pick the tooth you want to keep and floss it.
I think I'll do the
exactly.
molar today.
Indeed. We're coming up on a break here, and we've got a few seconds left, but we're going to be back with more with Dr. Brad Jacobs of Blue Wave Medicine. So he's located here in the California Bay Area. Don't go away. We've got more to come up, so stay with us.
You know, Fred Dry and I have been talking about BlueApron.com, where they send you fresh food right to your house with the recipes and everything. And you've been using this, Fred Dryer, and you made dinner for me the other night.
Yes, I did. I had my Blue Apron on, and I noticed you didn't bring your Blue Apron with you. But
no.
We put a beach towel around you, and you did quite nicely getting that food shoved in there.
Salmon piccata was delicious, and you got all the fresh ingredients. They give you the recipe with it. It's less than $10 a person. There's so many new recipes. It's flexible. You can customize the recipe. Very easy to do. We were watching TV while you put the meal together.
You can't beat it. There's a knock on the door. They deliver it. You put it in the oven. You cook it and put it in your favorite type pie tins. And you're sitting there in front of the TV. The next thing you know, you're falling asleep.
Blue Apron has a freshness guarantee for you. Here's the best part. You get your first three meals free with free shipping. You go to blueapron.com. Put in the keyword dryer. That's Blue Apron, BlueApron.com/dryer, DRYER.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.
Slow Living Radio. I'm Steve Andrews.
And I'm Sally James.
And if you're just joining us, our guest for the hour is Dr. Brad Jacobs, who is the director for Blue Wave Medicine, located here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Delighted to have him on board. He's an integrative health specialist with multiple disciplines and the wisdom and tradition of the East-West practices that we're learning all about today. And just before the break, we were talking about the six pillars of healthy living. So I know we wanted to go... Sally, you had a question about that.
Yes, I do, actually. Brad, when you were talking about, picking one... Like if you're finding you're a little lacking one, picking the small steps first. And you mentioned that, someone might say that with the workout, they couldn't do it at school, they couldn't do it further on. So perhaps that's not the one to focus on. And I was wondering whether, also it's changing a mindset about the definition of those things, because some people might perceive active living as having to go to the gym and, wear the right gear and all that kind of thing, whereas it could simply be hiking or riding a bike or, gardening in the backyard. And, the same with healthy eating. There are so many misconceptions. So, do you find much of that? And is that a lot of your area of work as well?
And spandex is not mandatory in one of the six pillars.
Oh, please. No, I want to cycle in Amsterdam where there is no spandex.
Okay, there we go. Back to you, Brad.
Yeah, part of it is repackaging for sure. Let's repackage what you used to think exercise meant or what you would think sleep means or what it means to meditate. And, because people have misinformation about that. And I tell people, if you do 10 or 15 minutes of exercise today, consider yourself, give yourself a pat on the back, because That is something, and there's lots of science to show. You get two-thirds of benefit, as you would from doing 30 to 45 minutes. You just do 15 minutes, and that could be walking or hiking. So absolutely. I think repackaging, and I tell people, do it and go with a friend. Do it at work. You know, do it with a workmate when you have your one-on-one meeting. So I do try and get people to sort of try things that they might be more excited about by repackaging it. But my goal is sort of the long arc, though, you know, so let's find something where you build success and then you feel confident about that. And then you're willing to try on more challenging options ahead.
Yeah. Absolutely. That reminds me, when I was with the Heart Foundation, my goal in each person that I saw was to have a mission that when they got up in the morning, they were going to have a smile on their face, knowing what they were going to be eating all day, because, you know, when I saw them, they were usually frowning. So it's much the same sort of practice. But speaking of heart, because that's one that I'm quite attached to, and, you know, I noticed you posted a blog about saturated fat, which it has a lot of people confused these days. Tell us, you know, what the latest research is saying about saturated fats and heart disease.
Yeah, it's really fascinating, and honestly, it's still in evolution. But things have turned that frown upside down. You're talking about in the morning getting them excited about the food they're eating, and I think we're going to turn a lot of frowns upside down, actually, as the new information comes out, really, about actually fat's not so bad after all. Mm-hmm. And we've been suckered into, you know, the low-fat, non-fat world, which is, as you know, the food industry has replaced that with sugar. And, you know, a thing of ketchup has a boatload of sugar in it. You wouldn't even know, right? Or barbecue sauce is filled with sugar. And who would have thought that? My kid's vanilla yogurt ice cream has 27 grams of sugar in a little 8-ounce
enormous
container.
Keep the fat there.
But if you have the full fat, then people feel much more satisfied. And so there's two sides of the saturated fat conversation. So one is, if you eat fat, you'll probably feel more satisfied, and you'll eat less, and you'll probably eat less calories, and so you'll probably be able to sustain a better weight. And the second part is, does it cause heart disease? And the heart disease one is the one that's shifting a lot, because it turns out that we can get away with more saturated fat than we thought, particularly if it's dairy, for example, which has margaric acid in it, which actually increases the bad cholesterol, LDL, but increases the good part of that bad cholesterol. So it makes your bad cholesterol fluffier, which we want it fluffy. We don't want it small and dense. So there's a lot that's shifting. Do I think people should eat, you know, meat all day long? No. But some of the research is really showing you can get away with a lot more. And plant-based saturated fats, like coconut, for example, are quite healthy for you.
Yeah. So, I mean, really, what you're doing is offering further support for the Mediterranean diet, particularly the French in this case, because, you know, we've all said, oh, it's because of the red wine, but the French, they eat their butter. You know, they have their croissant, they eat their butter. They don't go overboard. They don't, you know, eat the whole, you know, side of butter on their toast, but they just eat the real food as it is, and so they don't need the artificial fats and the other kind of things. And they've got some the greatest, you know, lack of incidence of heart disease. How's that for the right lingo?
Well, I guess no. You know, same time, it kind of comes back to the old argument, doesn't it, Dr. Brad, about, you know, everything in moderation and being able to balance that.
Yes, and I think, like, if you take most of your sort of the classic Mediterranean diet, it's really about portion size, right? They eat smaller amounts. They have meat maybe regularly, but it's smaller amounts, or fish, and there's olive oil, and there's lots of sort of those ingredients in what they're eating.
And their eggs are, their hens are out wandering, and so their eggs are so bright orange. It's I don't know what to say. It's gorgeous.
It is indeed.
Yeah, it is. And by the way, one more thing is that eggs are healthy for you. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise, even if you have cholesterol problems.
Well, we like that. I love to hear that. And it's having the egg white and the egg yolk. So we're going to come up in a short break here in just a second. So we'll be back with our final segment. We're delighted to have Dr. Brad Jacobs, director of Blue Wave Medicine, as the full hour guest with us. And we'll be back right after this break with more. Stay with us.
Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'ulei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha. Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's
Hawaiian Hotel. Credit cards are sure fun to use, perhaps a little addicting, and they kind of make you feel rich. Well, if you're like most Americans, you've got over 5 maxed out credit cards in your pocket right now, and you can barely make the minimum payments, right? I'd like to personally recommend a company called DebtHelper.com. DebtHelper.com is a licensed and insured nonprofit debt management agency. They can help cut your interest rates by as much as 50% and lower your monthly payments, saving you thousands of dollars in finance charges on your credit card bills. DebtHelper.com does not lend money. DebtHelper's program could have you paying off your credit card debt in full in a 3 to 5 year period. Call DebtHelper.com right now for your free confidential consultation today. 866-706-3328. 866-706-3328. 866-706-3328.
Credit card management services, Inc. DBA, DebtHelper.com. 3025 North Congress Avenue, number 201, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33401. Down payment of debt may be creditors to increase finance and other charges or undertake collection activity, including litigation.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Final segment of the evening. It's always a tough one to do that, especially we've got a great show going and so many great things talking about. Our guest is Dr. Brad Jacobs, the director of Blue Wave Medicine here in the Bay Area in California. And it's great to have you with us, Brad. We've had a great conversation about a number of topics, and there's some things that that we can direct our listeners to as well on the website, because you've got a whole host of blogs that I think that our listeners would be fascinated by. But we wanted to make sure we wrap the program by talking a bit about your book. You published with Chronicle Books. The authors were yourself and Amanda Haas, who was the head of Teaching Kitchens at Williams-Sonoma. Great book, which is Anti-Inflammation Cookbook, The Delicious Way to Reduce Inflammation and Stay Healthy. And I've got to think that that's something that is on the top of mind for a lot of our listeners. It certainly is for Sally and I. So let's talk a bit about that.
Great. I sort of fell upon this book, I must say. I've been meaning to write a book about the 6 pillars to healthy living, but short on time. And the publisher said, you know what? I've got a great idea. There's this woman, Amanda Haas, and she's got her story. And she really sort of has gone through a lot herself personally, and she's a chef. And, you know, this fits right into sort of pillar 2, your healthy eating. And how would you feel about writing a cookbook with her? So we went ahead and did that, which was a lot of fun. And the first half of the book is really me talking about a lot of the different food categories and ingredients, and trying to be, you know, give the honest sort of research-based view on what people think about gluten and dairy and these things that have been vilified, I think, for a lot of people. But, you know, some people are affected by it, but not everybody. And gluten-free is not a health food, you know. Ice cream is not a health food, and it's gluten-free often.
Thank you.
Touché.
And then the second part's about recipes. So, you know, the first half sort of talks about how do you repair and revive your gut, what are the different food ingredients that are healthy and not healthy and why, and then the rest of the book is sort of separated by a pantry list of what to go out and buy, and then take that pantry list and make lots of good recipes out of it.
Can you give us some examples of foods that do tend to be anti-inflammatory?
Yeah, I mean, there's the classic ones we think of, like fish, you know, particularly salmon, for example, fishes that have high fats, and those fats tend to be rich in omega-3 fatty acids, which when we think of fish oil, that's, you know, has in that omega-3 fatty acid, and those really reduce inflammation, and they're great for the skin, they're great for the heart, they really do a lot in the body. And other foods, you know, that most, just about every vegetable you can think of, you know, for some people, nightshades cause problems and, you know, other things
for me,
other problems.
For me, it's sulfates.
And then,
For me, it's sulfur foods. They're not anti-inflammatory at all for me.
Yeah, yeah. And avocados are a great example as well.
Uh-huh. What about nuts? Where do nuts fit into that category if you're not allergic?
Yeah, they're great. They're a healthy source of protein and fat. And most people do really well. I put peanuts sort of in a different category.
Yeah.
But all those other nuts are really delicious and really healthy for you.
Mm. So it's a book to get. So your website is drbradjacobs.com, D-R-Brad-J-A-C-O-B-S.
Or bluewavemedicine.com, correct? Dr. Brad is where we want to direct people.
Yeah, I think either one of those. Blue Wave Medicine is really about the clinical practice. Yeah.
Okay.
Great. Or they can go to ours and get the link to both, slowlivingradio.com.
Excellent. Well, I want to thank Dr. Brad Jacobs, Director of Blue Wave Medicine here in the Bay Area. It's been great having you on. We got to have you back on. Still always a lot to talk about. And
another two shows, actually. It'd be really good.
I think indeed. And until next week, folks, as we say, do take it slow. Dr. Brad, thanks for joining us, and have a great evening.
Live well. Cheers.
My pleasure.